Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 383,221 views on Tuesday, the 8th of November 2022, our article of the day is Dusty Springfield. Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, the 16th of April 1939, the 2nd of March 1999, known professionally as Dusty Springfield, was an English singer. With her distinctive mezzo-soprano sound, she was a significant singer of blue-eyed soul, pop and dramatic ballads, with French chanson, country, and jazz also in her repertoire. During her 1960s peak, she ranked among the most successful British female performers on both sides of the Atlantic. Her image, marked by a peroxide blonde bouffant/beehive hairstyle, heavy makeup, thick black eyeliner and eyeshadow, and evening gowns, as well as stylized, gestural performances, made her an icon of the swinging 60s. Born in West Hampstead in London into a family that enjoyed music, Springfield learned to sing at home. In 1958, she joined her first professional group, the Lana Sisters. 2 years later, with her brother Tom Springfield and Tim Field, Springfield formed the folk-pop vocal trio The Springfields. Two of their five 1961-63 top 40 UK hits, Island of Dreams and Say I Won't Be There, reached number 5 in the charts, both in the spring of 1963. In 1962 they also hit big in the States with their cover of Silver Threads and Golden Needles. Springfield's solo career began in late 1963 with the upbeat pop record I Only Want to Be With You, a UK number 4 hit, and the first of her 6 transatlantic top 40 hits in the 1960s, along with Stay a While, 1964, All I See Is You, 1966, I'll Try Anything, 1967, and the two releases now considered her signature songs, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, 1966 UK number 1/US number 4, and Son of a Preacher Man, 1968-69 UK number 9/US number 10. The latter features on the 1968 pop and soul album Dusty in Memphis, one of Springfield's defining works. In March 2020, the U.S. Library of Congress added it to the National Recording Registry, which preserves audio recordings considered to be culturally, historically or aesthetically significant. Between 1964 and 1969, Springfield hit big in her native Britain with several singles which in America either failed to chart or were not released. Among them I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself, the biggest of her many Bacharach/David covers, In the Middle of Nowhere, Some of Your Loving, Going Back and I Close My Eyes and Count to 10. Conversely, she charted in the US, but not in the UK, with hits including Wishin' and Hope in the Look of Love and The Windmills of Your Mind. From 1971 to 1986, Springfield failed to register a hit from 5 album releases, aside from a minor 1979 UK chart appearance, but her 1987 collaboration with UK synth-pop duo Pet Shop Boys, What Have I Done to Deserve This?, took her back to the top of the charts, reaching number 2 on both the UK singles chart and Billboard's Hot 100. The collaboration also yielded two 1989 UK top 20 hits, Nothing Has Been Proved and In Private. In 1990, Springfield charted with Reputation, the last of 25 top 40 UK hits in which she features. A fixture on British television, Springfield presented many episodes of the hip 1963-66 British TV music series Ready Steady Go. And, between 1966 and 69, hosted her own series on the BBC and ITV. In 1966, Springfield topped the popularity polls, including Melody Maker's Best International Vocalist, and was the first UK singer to top the New Musical Express Reader's Poll for Female Singer. She is a member of both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the UK Music Hall of Fame. International polls have lauded Springfield as one of the finest female popular singers of all time. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:14 UTC on Wednesday, the 9th of November 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Dusty Springfield. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abuls May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.